Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. I am Jose Otero. I am joined by Dustin Laguirre.
No Fran this week. Fran's out at San Diego.
No, RIP Fran.
Is that 2 weeks in a row?
He's got to work on his tan and that beautiful, beautiful hair.
Beautiful hair.
This week on the podcast, we are talking about the weekly update and some of the new details on The Taken King. Some cool stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to discuss, this was the week. This was Bungie Days this week. So we're going to talk a little bit about moments of triumph and what that means, and even look back a little bit on the history of Bungie Day and sort of compare that to what we've gotten from Bungie in the past. Mm-hmm. But first, before we kick off the show...
Yeah, so we got to plug our store, go.ign.com/store, where you can get Fireteam Chat shirts. And we've seen some people in the Facebook group actually bought these, and they look really good.
Yeah, they do look really awesome. Yeah, our logo, Eric Sapp crushed on our logo.
Yeah, it was perfect. Really happy with that. And if you want your own, just hit up that store link.
Cool. Well, there you have it, folks. Now let's kick things off then with the weekly update, which came out on July 10th, and some cool stuff in there regarding the Taken King, regarding, okay, well, guess what, guys? We are revamping quests. We are revamping UI. Why don't you talk a little bit about it? What excites you so far and what you've seen from
it? So it seemed like this update was all about UI and how they're listening to what fans have asked for and doing some things to improve it, including adding like a quest tracker showing how far you are in quest. Yet again, another bump in your inventory or quest slots. So, or bounty slots, I
should
say.
There you go, bounty slots you meant. Yeah, yeah.
And that's really good. And now when you bring out your ghost, you're going to be able to track the progress and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. How do you feel about it?
I think these are really smart. I mean, if there's one thing that was a bummer in a game that you can't pause, really, is that whenever you had to retreat into options to find, like, hey, bounties, or hey, how am I doing on this particular, you know, thing that I'm working on, this quest that I'm working on? Mm-hmm. And it felt like the quest section in general was very underutilized, right? Even where inventory is, there's a section underneath it. I think it's called missions.
Yeah.
What is that for?
So that was, they had, like... One time when the queen showed up, there was story missions or queen missions, and they went over
there.
That's
the only time they've been there?
And I think there was one other time they used it, but for the most part, no. It's just not utilized, so it doesn't really make sense why it's there to me.
And even things like... there are certain items that, like, you consumables you can't dismantle, and you almost wonder, well, why aren't these in the mission slot if it's, like, a key, for example, something like that. Like, I don't know if that's the best example. But getting back on topic, I like the idea of, okay, here's from that page, from the update, we're increasing the number of bounties, like you said, that every player can carry. Both quests and bounty slots will be tracked in the HUD. That's important. Like, I don't have to get out of the game to see that stuff.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot. Completed bounties will be turned in from the quest screen.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's interesting because that means I don't have to fly back to the tower just to turn this stuff in.
That's really, really
At the
nice.
End of the day, visiting the tower should be to pick things up.
Yeah.
Not so much to drop things off unless it's quest related. In a quest related sort of structure,
you still have to pick
I think
up
I'm
your
okay with that.
You still have to pick up quests in the tower, though,
yeah,
from Aeris or
bounties.
From the bounty bot.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I can do that. I can even check what's there on my phone. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I like that idea. And then reputations will be moved from inventory to the quests page. So quests will be blown up. They're going to have their own page. You can find screenshots of some of this stuff. And this information was shared via creative director Luke Smith.
Yeah, they're letting him talk
nice work
still.
So far.
They didn't mute him.
They should have.
They didn't put him in a duffel bag and throw him down
Thank
some
goodness.
Stairs.
Thank goodness. Now, Luke's too cool for that.
And this is it is noted that this is the first update of many to come. Mm-hmm. So today they focused on UI. And we've talked about value of the Taken King before. Mm-hmm. So we have to remember that with this update, they're talking about UI, they're talking about how they're improving quests and stuff like that. There's still not a lot of meat about the Taken King here. This is just, hey, here's how we're changing our interface.
Yep.
You know, how do you feel about it?
I still feel like they have a lot to prove on the value front, but there's a lot of time to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm.
Well, so why do you think they started with the UI? Like, why something so small?
I think you have to start small. Like, that ties into a little bit to Bungie Day, actually, because I feel like Bungie Day, when we talk about it later in the past, has been used to sort of reveal new information or to show new videos or to show new stages. We're going to talk about it later, but Cold Storage was a level that you can download in Halo 3 that you got on Bungie Day.
Yeah.
Like, cool things like that. And this week, I have to say, for Taken King, I was hoping for something a bit meatier.
Yeah.
And instead, they, you know, put out a weekly update where they talked about the UI. And I think you do start small, but Bungie Day is once a year. And so part of me can't help but feel a little disappointed by that.
What really bugs me is that there's, like, no in-game events that ever happen. Like, why didn't they set up their game so, like, they could have Easter bunnies running around in the world or something like that?
You want,
like,
an Easter bunny, or do, or well, you just mean just in general something special?
Something goofy or special, because, like, every other MMO, I know it's not an MMO, Bungie, but and Bungie fans, but, like, every other MMO does that. They have where they can just insert stuff or give everybody bunny ears. Final Fantasy XIV does it. They give people, like, fireworks
and
stuff like
that.
We even
go back to, like, I mean, did you ever play Phantasy Star Online on the Dreamcast?
Or give people, like, the pumpkin heads and the bats. That was cool. Those were consumables that you got on Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just strange.
I agree with that, and I guess we should transition over. But before I do that, I will say, no, I think there's more. There's definitely a lot of time to prove that, to show what else is going to be special about this. What are you doing with weapons? How much of this content is available to people who aren't upgrading, and how much more is available to people who are?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot that they have to say, and I wouldn't be surprised if between now and this is a September release, right? That we see that lineup of Twitch streams again, where it's just a month long of here's this part of it, here's that part of it, here's this part of it.
That would be cool.
I hope we get more sooner than later, but I have a funny feeling we're going to be waiting a while.
Yeah.
So then let's transition over to the moments of triumph, which was unveiled on Bungie Day.
Yeah.
Alongside two videos. So so just to give people the holistic thing, right? So two videos released. One was about fan moments, and there was a bunch of different, like, stuff called from YouTube.
Yeah.
It was put into, like, the super video, right? Which was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a fan, that's for you.
We were supposed to be in it, but I didn't sign the thing.
Oh, what?
I felt really dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens.
I just got too busy.
That's all right. We'll survive. What could have been, ladies and gentlemen. But then you had conversations with creators, which they had did with PlayStation, which I hate to be a sort of a negative guy.
Negative Nancy
on that one. But I was not that impressed by the quality of information kind of revealed through that or talked about through that.
Through
that conversation with creators, I felt kind of disappointed because it felt like there was...
It was just a podcast talking
about the game, it felt like there was more joking around and less of a commitment to answer some of Will's questions. And I think the host, Will Wheaton, did a really good job of trying to get them to talk more, but, you know,
Bungie
just kind
just
of dancing
doesn't
around
talk
it.
About anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like, no, not allowed to talk about that.
But then why do these things?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Why go out there and give us non-answers? You know why? Because it gives them a chance to push their marketing message, and they've gotten really good at that.
No, I'm disappointed.
I'm not saying that's good.
Yeah.
That's just a problem in general, though, with media, is everybody's media trained now, so you go in and you get the press release set of answers, and that's why almost every interview online is exactly the same.
No, and there were some fun parts of it. Like, I don't want to be too down on the whole thing, but but that wasn't... I was hoping for a bigger deal out of that interview. I didn't really get it. But I
totally
will say
agree.
That Moments of Triumph was announced. When we talk about that, right? So this is a set of, what is it? 10 things you need to do in year one to
hit
get a
level
special
20,
emblem.
Defeat Skolas, win 100 Crucible matches, find all the golden chests, beat Crodon hard, beat Atheon on hard. That's like seven
kill,
of them off the
top
of my head.
Kill that Skolas, you said already. Yeah. No, there's some Crucible stuff in there, like you said.
Yeah.
Public events. There's
a
bunch
40,
of stuff.
50 public events.
Yes.
50 public events.
So how do you feel about this? There's an emblem you will get.
It is so
on
sweet.
15.
You do all this really hard stuff, and your reward, you become legend. You get an emblem. It is a background for your symbol that like three people see. It's lame as hell.
Okay.
It is lame. Okay. It is a letdown. It is a disappointment. And they have this slick UI and all this other cool stuff. And I think the whole community is just kind of like, and what? Like, that's it?
No, and
it's an emblem?
Yeah. And
this is how I become legend?
Don't get it until September 15th is kind of a bummer, too.
Well,
right?
It gives people 2 months to, like, reach that point, and I understand
sure,
that.
Sure, but anyone
I just,
who has can't have it yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I hit it on PS4 already, and I totally understand why the community is let down, because I was like, oh, cool, it's Bungie Day. They're going to do something special. Yeah, what are they going to show us? Oh, Moments of Triumph. Oh, this is so neat. Oh, I did all that stuff. What? Oh, I got an emblem that I can't have yet, and I have to wait till September.
To make your year two friends jealous.
I don't – it's not even that – like, no offense to the design. Well, yeah, it's going to be offensive, but I don't even think it's that cool looking. Like, I'm not blown away by the design either. Mm-hmm. I think there's cooler ones you can buy in the time. I'm really let down by this.
I
was
felt let
really
down as well.
I was really excited, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, what? Come on.
History has shown that Bungie Day has been
supposed to be a special day.
Yeah, because unlike
many studios,
yeah, Bungie chooses this day, and they started this sort of tradition July 7th, 2007. Folks will remember that was the year Halo 3 was on the way.
Yeah.
There was a lot of excitement for
that
game.
Are you transitioning to Bungie Day?
No, I'm just setting up a little bit of it.
Got it.
But no, we're not going to transition yet. Mm-hmm. No, I found myself disappointed too, where I just felt like...
Should have been more substance.
Yeah, or like you say, I mean, we were talking about it earlier, but just have some kind of a fun event within your game or a series of quests within your game that isn't tied to a Red Bull sponsorship, that isn't tied to, you know, some sort of a marketing message. And I get that this is video games. Mm-hmm. We're in a business, right? We talk about a business. We are part of a community that is set up in a business. But at the end of the day, you have... According to your metrics, people who are playing an average of 3 hours a day, your game, and you mean to tell me that this one day of the year that is supposed to be a special day for your studio, for your team, you didn't really bring it that day with a game that felt like it could have brought something new or something really special.
Your
emblems aren't really that thing, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if emblems were part of something else, I don't think it would have been a problem.
You know what? It really reminded me of, you ever see the movie A Christmas Story? Where he gets the decoder ring and he's all excited. He's like, oh, I'm so excited. I finally got it. I'm going to be a spy. I'm going to get all this cool stuff. And then he decodes it and it's like, buy Ovaltine.
Mm.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
What is this?
No,
and that's how it felt. So Bungie, if you guys have ever watched A Christmas Story and you want to, it was kind of like letting down everybody on Christmas.
Yeah. No, you know? I mean, let's be fair. Yeah, to some degree. And
I wish you were like, oh man, I'm so excited about the emblem for balance here, but there's not a whole lot to.
No, I'm definitely not poo-pooing it as hard as you are,
but
I am at the same time not super enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
I do feel like...
I wanted to be super excited. I wanted to come on the show today and talk about, oh man, did you see what they did for Bungie Day? They did all this cool stuff in the world, and like they gave you new consumables that you could check out.
Yeah.
And no, they gave you a very difficult set of tasks to do or to achieve that some people who don't play Crucible are having a lot of very hard time with. And... yeah, you got an emblem. I feel like there has to be more. There has to be more for doing this.
I don't think...
There's no way that they actually think that an emblem was
so
enough.
So part of me thinks that the reason this happened is just that it's all hands on deck to get the Taken King out the door.
Maybe,
between now and September. Mm-hmm. And that's not a ton of time.
Yeah.
When you think about it. In the game development world... development is hard. There's a lot of testing involved. There's a lot of things that have to get done.
Yeah, let's look at it from their side. It's like, we have to do something for Bungie Day. It's like, okay, like, how are you going to manage that with your workload?
Yeah.
We could do an emblem. Maybe I could, like, take an hour and make this emblem.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, one of the engineers is like, I can make, like, a set of tasks for, like, the year one players that really went in.
Well, I think we are overlooking the sense of accomplishment if when they announced it, you saw what was required and you did it. I think for some people, that was a moment. That was like, man, I did all that stuff.
Yeah.
I, like, forget the I Am Legend part. That's marketing. Fine.
Yeah.
But just, man, I did do all that stuff. I've got this exclusive thing. I don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
I think there's some people who are pretty satisfied with that.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate that it's not us.
There's a sense of accomplishment. Like, I'm playing on Xbox right now, and I'm like, oh, you know, I haven't beat Skolas yet on Xbox. I haven't completely unlocked the circle.
Yeah,
so for me, it does give me something to strive towards.
Okay.
Yeah.
While the rest of us wait for Gallahorn, among other things.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look back at Bungie Day, all right, which is a tradition that started on July 1st, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to list some highlights, some things that they've done in the past that to some degree were cool, to some degree some of them were not cool. And I think that ultimately history will look back on year one Destiny's Bungie Day as, okay, this was an off year. Hopefully year two Destiny's Bungie Day thing will be a cooler thing.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say it's because they were busy.
Yeah. I think that's fair, and I appreciate you coming around on that, because I feel the disappointment.
Tried.
Yeah, no, I feel it with you.
Our mics are like...
Yeah, like just stapled to until you rip it out.
That's how I roll. Everything still works, right?
Pretty much. So in 2007, we had gamer picks that were released. There was a special theme made available for Xbox users. This was for Halo specifically, and it was download via Halo 2 for Xbox Live, folks. And on that day, the Halo, I believe they just released more information on like the chopper. Remember that was a big deal in Halo 3, the big brute sort of bike.
That's right.
And that was really fun. And then you had the CQB and EVA variants for armor.
Oh yeah,
for,
that's right.
Halo 3. Do you remember that? That's
right.
When they started playing around with sort of you can tweak the look.
Flaming
of
skulls, etc.
Yep. So in 2008, this was my favorite one. Bungie gave a new downloadable map to the community.
Wow,
Cold
that's
Storage.
Big.
Yeah, Cold Storage,
for free?
Which was a remake of Chill Out.
Was it free?
I don't remember if it was free. I think it may have been just because it was Bungie
that's
Day.
Neat.
But just one map, regardless. Mm-hmm. Remake of Chill Out from Halo Combat Evolved Classic. They had a podcast. They put out a video even that day called On the Seventh Day. And Cold Storage, to some degree, let's be fair, though. I mean, it may have been a free map. I hate not knowing that. But it was part of a lot more DLC down the line that started to pop up for Halo 3.
You know, looking back, I think they made Bungie Day more about, like, forget the emblem thing. Like, mm-hmm. they made that, like, 30-minute video showcasing all the community people that had become legend. And I think that was their way of like saying thank you.
Yeah, it was
people,
acknowledgement,
you know?
100%. Yeah, and mm-hmm. people want that, and people like that. No, for sure. 2009, Bungie versus the World, which was, do you remember that?
No.
That was pretty nuts. There was sort of some stake bets.
I played Halo during all this, so I'm very surprised.
You don't remember
about this.
That?
No.
It had this really awesome sort of image of a Spartan versus a Spartan, but the Spartan on the left was colored in blue, and it had like a skull, like a dead man's face. And it remembered all of the
so
the
it
big
was
joke
the cover
on
of Halo 5 Guardians.
Well, it was the joke. The joke in Halo 3 was when people found out that people who worked for Bungie had specifically flaming heads.
Oh,
they were flaming ninjas. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And there was all the like, what? Like that was crazy. Mm-hmm. By 2009, the mystery was already revealed.
Yeah.
But and you know the idea of recon armor was out there as well, or a special set of armor that one of them was for Bungie employees.
Yeah.
But if you were lucky enough to play against Bungie and beat them, you were given recon armor, which was something everyone wanted in Halo 3. And you could not unlock.
You had to beat them or beat somebody who had played against them and won. It was something like that.
Yeah. And then,
that might have been for Halo. Yeah, it was Halo.
Yeah, and I remember in Halo 3 ODST,
which
initially was called Halo 3 Recon, and then they changed
that.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I remember that eventually a set of achievements were set up, that if you got all the achievements, you can have... You can has recon as it was said.
Yeah, I can has recon.
All over the internet. I ever tell you the disappointing story of the time that I had all the achievements done except the 2 hours on Firefight?
Oh no.
The five sets, and I got twice to the point where we wiped on the very last Hammer Brute.
Oh really?
Yes. We got destroyed. And I saved both films on my 360, and it just tore me up inside because we were that close to like having it, and
dude,
we didn't get
it. Dude, that
sucks. Yeah, it was absolutely awful. Did you have recon armor? Did you get it?
I don't remember.
What?
I don't remember. Okay. I assume no, because I feel like I would have remembered getting it.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know?
Fair enough. So, fair enough. All right. So then, in 2010, Bungie. Let's see here. All players were awarded a Bungie chest armor piece in Halo 3.
Oh, nice.
That was basically the piece that caused your helmet to go on fire. So that was a cool trick.
Dude, if we all got a set of armor or like a arm piece or something in Destiny, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
That set our heads on fire.
That would have been cool. Or just an,
or
you
shoulder.
Know.
It set your shoulders on fire because the Nightfall is why your head's on fire.
No, and there you go. Or make it class specific, right? And
something
for the Hunter, something for the Titan, something for the Warlock. Bungie Day only is the only day you could have gotten it.
Yeah.
And then move on. And that becomes a cool piece of history, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost as memorable as the Loot Cave, which was an accidental thing. That,
yeah.
Like, Bungie doesn't want people to ever
remember. I like
that
they
thing.
Made that into the piece. No, they made it into a piece of lore. Now when you go in there, it's like, yeah, 1,000 souls is not enough for Lord Rahul.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But it becomes part of the oral history of Destiny, mm-hmm. which I feel at the end of the day, like, or the digital history of Destiny, because mm-hmm. it's not just oral. There was that. So then in 2010, they announced that Hemorrhage, which was a remade sort of Blood Gulch meets Coagulation map,
yeah.
for Halo 3 was happening. They did that in a special video with the Red versus Blue creators at Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
That was also a lot of fun. But they've used Bungie Day in the past as promotional, is I guess what I'm trying to say. Like, not every year was Cold Storage. Not every yeah. year was, like, something cool that was downloadable. I just want to paint that picture, I guess, for folks. So Bungie Day 2011 brought back the return of Bungie versus the World, and this was actually the image I was thinking of. I'm going to bring it up for you, Dustin, because you deserve to see that. You don't remember that?
Okay, okay.
Basically, Halo Hump Day.
Yeah.
You stake us, we stake you. So if you basically...
Now I want steak.
Yeah, you could have won a steak from Bungie had you won a certain amount of games.
Nice.
And
then they stopped doing that because they lost a lot of stakes.
I don't know how many they lost, actually. But there was also the release of the Bungie mobile app in mm-hmm. 2011. This is before Destiny, and it was just a way to keep in touch with the community.
Okay. 2012?
What did we have in 2012? I don't remember.
This was the first Bungie Day where Bungie was beyond Halo. Bungie gave out new forum avatars, wallpapers, as well as the Bungie store loaded with new swag to purchase.
So it doesn't sound like a memorable... Bungie Day, if you ask me.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. And then in 2013...
They did some symbols at the bottom, kind of teasing some stuff, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess 2012 and 2013 mm-hmm. seem to be focused a lot around Bungie.net itself.
Yeah.
Because at the time, too, there wasn't a Halo game.
Yeah, they
really
were transitioning to Destiny.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And then let's not forget in Bungie Day, it was more like Bungie Week in 2013. Mm-hmm. Because we got to participate in that. Oh. We had the first interview... with Jason Jones in almost a decade.
Oh, that's right.
On IGN.
I forget I was here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was here since
2011. Ryan McCaffrey, awesome editor here at IGN.
He's all right.
Got a chance to sit down. Oh,
I do a little show called Unlocked with him. I don't know.
You just want to say he's all right?
No, Ryan's great. Of course he's great.
No, for sure. And so that was part of that week where we got to – so it was, you know, Jones and McCaffrey kicked off part one of a series of interviews.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was three parts long.
Yeah.
There was also a gameplay reveal. Their E3 gameplay reveal was mm-hmm. basically put out to the public in full form. There were, like, wallpapers and things like that. Another
they
bunch
did a
of store
ton
sale.
Of stuff.
Yeah, and then music as well for the soundtrack from Destiny,
cool.
I believe. There was
What's
something
2014?
Involved with that too. Well, that's what we just talked about pretty much, right? I mean, the idea that...
No, that's this 2015.
Oh, this is
2015.
2015,
right. Jose.
Wow, how
what
did I forget that?
What happened last year?
So this time around, let's see. And we're reading this off of the Bungie Wikia, to be fair.
Oh, it was
so
our IGN first.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So our IGN first was Bungie Day 2014.
So we participated in it twice.
I was the producer on that. Ryan was the editor on that.
Really, really?
Yeah.
Tell a little bit of that story. I mean, so, can you? It's a year later,
I mean,
but why not?
We went to Bungie, and I got to play Destiny for the first time, and I got really hooked in. It got its hooks into me, so to speak, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to play this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the beta and the alpha, and we gave away some beta codes on the site, and we showed off gameplay on a lot of the maps four of the maps for the first time. I did a strike with James Tsai, and I couldn't remember how to say Sepix. Yeah, I was like, what was his name, Sparkix?
You say
like that
in the video?
No, I call him Sepix, but it took like a few takes.
Okay.
Because I could not remember the name of the dumb
so
server.
So in
the
Let's Play
the
with
that.
This gentleman, you basically screwed up a few times.
Yeah, it was a really, really fun event. The production went really well. Mike Horn, one of our editors here, cut an amazing video for the teaser.
Mike was
and
awesome.
It was one of our best performing IGN first ever.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
people were really into Destiny, and
how many hours did they let you play, just out of curiosity? I mean,
the whole
it's
day,
been a year.
Basically.
You were there just
we got
nonstop.
To play. We got to play through the strike. We got to play through not really much of the story. I think we killed like the wizard at the beginning. You know, it was fun though.
Okay. Do you remember? Last quick question for you. Did you get to see the end game stuff at that time?
Like raids?
Like raids? Like
no,
Atheon.
We did an interview about the raids though.
Okay,
with,
I remember
with
Luke.
Yeah. And
Luke was on the raid team back then. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was with Luke, and we talked about raids and what they would be, and we used the footage that was available, which is very little, and we were talking about Vault of Glass.
Okay.
We got to see Vault of Glass. That's
I heard
what
McCaffrey
it was.
Got to play part of it, and I was like,
yeah. No.
Yeah.
So that did happen. Mm-hmm. Was it only McCaffrey, or did you get to touch it too? Think back now. I know this. Yeah. You're not that old.
I think Ryan played, and they played a Templar.
Okay. Okay. You played two Templar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I watched Jason Jones play it.
Do you remember anything different? Remember everything
nope.
the same?
Everything was basically the same. Okay. Nothing really changed. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Still up to Templar was pretty cool. And this is before mm-hmm. like these days where everyone just stays on that perch. One guy runs around activating the
Templar.
Oh,
yeah. No, they did it legit.
Yeah. They did it like yeah. legit.
And it looks like, I'm like, how are people going to do this? You know? Yeah. This is going to be impossible.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I remember you coming back. I was very excited because I was supposed to be on that IGN first, and I ended up not being available for it.
Yeah, it was me, James, and Ryan.
And Marty. Marty got
there?
To go. Yep, Marty
yeah,
got to go.
Yeah, you're right, he was.
Yep.
Sorry,
and
Marty.
And I remember because you showed me a video of a Titan just shoulder-checking an enemy on in the Cosmodrome.
Oh, yeah, we revealed a level 29 character or something, and it was a Titan, and he had Red Death, and it was, I believe it was Luke, or no, it was... Oh, it was somebody else. It wasn't Luke. It was the dude with the red beard. He's a really cool guy. But anyway, yeah, he showed it off.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot with all these memories, but I feel like if we're going to talk about Bungie Day and if we're going to talk about, I mean, looking back, we
that
participated
was a great
in this.
Bungie Day for the month of July and IGN First. That's cool.
So Bungie Month is what it should have been called, is what you're saying. Yeah, I remember
should've
you guys.
Should have called us this year, Bungie. Jeez. Yeah, we could have helped you out.
Yeah. But I guess the reason I wanted to pull all this up is because I did want to look back realistically at what they've done in the past, and I feel in some years there were lower years than others. When there was a game to promote, it felt like there was a little more. Mm-hmm. And again, we said it already, but with the Taken King around the corner, that has to be what's pulling resources. But it's a shame because, you know, Bungie has a very vocal, very large community that participates in their forums, that is talking about them on Reddit, that is on like sites like Planet Destiny and Wikia and IGN, talking all the time and evangelizing their game. And it's just unfortunate that this year they're not really getting a great reason to
do that. Maybe next year. There's always next year.
There is always next year. Yeah. This is true. All right. Well,
that's
that's it, right? Yeah. That's our show for this week.
What are we supposed to plug at the end of the show? I don't even know.
I forget. Get
IGN Prime because it takes away ads, I think.
Wow. Anything else?
I don't know the promos. IGN Prime, you can subscribe to IGN and it takes away ads from the site.
Yep.
I just pulled really hard.
So you don't have to, you know.
Now you can move your mic around a little.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. You don't have to worry about ad block and things like that.
Yeah.
Also, thank you for supporting Fireteam Chat. This is our weekly show on IGN, but we're not the only show on IGN.
Oh, there it
There's
is.
Plenty of stuff.
There's the PR man.
Including Podcast Unlocked, which Destin
amazing show.
Yeah, amazing show.
When I'm on it. No,
we thanked everyone for coming out to the house party last week, correct?
No, I don't know if we did, but if we had a house party about a month ago, or not a month, a few weeks ago. Thank you so much for coming out and supporting us. We ran into a lot of fans. We did talk about this.
Yeah.
But thank you again. That was really awesome.
Cool. And as always, you can leave us feedback. You can head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. We're always curious to see what
that
you have
helps.
To say.
That's the
definitely.
Helps.
And definitely look out for more Fireteam Chat in the future. And
Until next time. Do it. Until
Guardians
next time. Guardians out.
Out.
That was, come on.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.